Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Check out the website, thericksmithshow.com. You know, you look at this, and you know, what we've been talking about, you know, just this rise of hatred and mean-spiritedness and hooray for me and the hell with everybody else. This has been a 50-year assault on the working class and the poor in this country. And look, you know, you give the Reagan, you know, crowd credit. You know, the people who put him into the White House, you give them credit. They have been a sustained attack on our sensibilities for a very long time. Sadly, we're the ones who are buying into it. I don't know how anyone can look at the pictures from our border and say, yeah, that's okay. And for some idiot to come around and say, well, you know, Obama did it. If he did it, it's not okay. I condemn it. Gassing children should be something that we condemn. Also, sending a woman a letter, like we've been talking about, that says, you know, if you can't raise 10 grand for anti-rejection drugs, you're going to have to die. Sorry, is probably a bad thing. And I think we're better than that. But here to talk about all of that and much more, I've asked our good friend Ben Jackson to come back. He's a contributor over at Patriots Not Partisans. He is also Dad of the Decade. Ben, thanks for taking time for us.
Rick, I'm always glad to talk to you. Thanks for having me.
So, you know, I'm looking at this. I want to start first with this healthcare thing, because I know you have a daughter who has some significant healthcare needs. This woman in Michigan was sent a letter, I don't know if you've seen this, that came out and said, look, if you can afford, you know, to come up with 10 grand, we'll do the heart transplant. But unless you can raise 10 grand for these anti-rejection drugs, sorry, not doing it.
Yeah, I've seen it. What a nightmare. And, you know, that's the organization that sent that is a clinic that puts people on transplant lists. And that clinic is named for Betsy DeVos's father-in-law. You know, that's exactly what American healthcare is right now. The billionaires deciding that people who can't come up with $10,000 as a GoFundMe don't get on the transplant list. You know, they talk about socialized medicine being rationed healthcare, and you know, what the hell is this but rationed healthcare, right? They're just rationed to the rich.
Yeah, I mean, it's infuriating, and you know, but you look at this, and you know, this whole pay or die mentality that has, you know, infected our culture. This kind of, you know, the hell with the others mentality that has infected our culture, you know, is something that's only getting worse and more out front. And I look at this guy, this Tom Massey, representative from Kentucky's 4th District. He's the chairman of the Second Amendment Caucus. He'll give you a gun, but screw you if you want something to eat.
Right.
He says, you know, how long is it until someone runs on a platform of food stamps for all? If healthcare is a right, is food as well? And I answer, yes!
Yes. I mean, yes. Isn't that, you know, I think that government exists, and I would hope that conservatives would agree with this, that even limited government exists solely to provide for the welfare of its citizenry, right? That's what government does. And that can mean a lot of things. I don't mean welfare in this instance of the receiving food benefits or whatnot, but it's to make sure that your citizens are taken care of, right? That you have the very basic necessities that you need, like food, right? And if a government cannot ensure that its citizenry is fed, that government will not survive any longer. It's just you've seen this throughout history. When the people starve, the government falls. And the sarcasm and the disdain for poverty that comes from Thomas Massey and from the Republican Party writ large, because Massey is not an outlier here.
Nope.
He is right in the core of where the GOP is right now. It's really disgusting. It's what I hate about it so much is not only the outcome of it, but the smugness that they put into it. You know, this is a really smug, hateful tweet that Massey put out. And I will say, you know, after I read that, I went back and read a lot of his Twitter timeline, and that's who he is.
Yep.
You know, he has quotes out there from H.L. Mencken, who was a political writer through the Scopes trial and the early part of the 20th century. And this man was an avowed anti-Semite, racist man who hated the poor. You know, he called the middle class, the bourgeois, right? So he hated anyone who was not the exceptional. And that's exactly what the Republicans are, is they want the exceptional, the wealthy, the chosen, the elite, to have everything and screw the rest of us. It's really, really sickening.
Yeah, and you know, that comes out in Trump's, you know, conversation, you know, when he talks about immigration. We only want the best people. Screw those poor people who walked here without shoes. We'll gas them.
Right. Apparently the best people are, you know, white Middle Eastern models who are happy to, you know, to grace the pages of Maxim magazine. But let's not have people who will work our farms, you know. Let's not have people who will do the working person's work in America. He's very happy to let those folks out. But
yeah, but here's the thing, Ben. I mean, the best people in Trump's view seem to all be criminals.
Yeah.
Look at this administration.
Is there anybody left who hasn't been indicted? It's remarkable, and it's coming soon. You know, I say this a little bit jokingly, but I have to imagine that there's a block in Manhattan right now where the Google searches for do they allow pomade in federal prison has to be up pretty high lately, because I think Don Jr. is going to see an indictment with his name on it pretty soon.
Let's hope.
Let's hope. But, you know, you talked a little bit earlier about in the hate for the combatives with immigrants about the tear gas. And, you know, I was in the military and I was tear gassed. And let me tell you that is exactly what Trump wants to do to them. It is vile, and it is dangerous, and it is an act of war. You know, I can't actually get my I can't.
Oh, come on,
how
Ben!
People don't
come on,
see this that we are actually shooting a prohibited chemical weapon across a national border at a civilian population, and people are trying to justify it. It's mind-boggling.
Come on, Ben. It's just pepper. You put it on your food.
You put it on your food. You know, have you ever been tear gassed, Rick?
Thankfully, no.
Yeah, let me tell you, it's not great. And, you know, I can run down a little bit of what it is. It's, you know, it does make you cry because it irritates your mucous membranes. You know, it burns. It burns your eyes. It can scar your eyes. It burns your nose. So it burns the inside of your throat and your lungs. It will make you vomit. With people with respiratory conditions and children, it can be deadly very quickly. This is not a gentle thing. It is a weapon that is prohibited to be used in war. You cannot use tear gas in war, but we're really fine shooting it at kids in diapers. And that is Trumpism. That's Trumpism right there. It's, you know, there are children with diapers trying to get into our country. Let's shoot them with chemical weapons. You know, this is who we are. We're the bad guys. You know, there's no getting around it. We are the bad guys now.
Yeah. But here's the thing. If they were doing it the right way, Ben, we wouldn't have to do it.
Well, that's it. You know, we don't have to do it. And they are doing it the right way. The thing is that our government either does not understand the right way, doesn't understand actually what the immigration laws are, which I believe is in fact true, that Trump has no idea what is allowed and not allowed
right.
via immigration. And we have an executive and a legislative branch that will allow him to do whatever the hell that he wants, and he's building a judicial branch to do the same. And so who's to tell him no? You know, he's undermined the media, he's undermined trust in the judiciary, he's undermined trust in the executive, and he's undermined trust in the legislative. This is the fundamental thing that a dictatorship does, is that undercuts everything that can act as a check and balance against its power, and that's what Trump does writ large. And this is just another, he's pushing the boundaries of what can he do. Can he shoot tear gas at a baby and get away with it? Sure he can. So and he's doing that, you know, without the tear gas, he's doing effectively to poor people here in this country. That's what the GOP is doing, that's what Trump is doing, is that they are stretching the boundaries of executive power and legislative hate towards people who have less than they do, to take it away from them for their own benefit. You know, he is profiting off of government on the backs of the poor, and it's sickening.
What's interesting to me is this you know, 50-year war on the poor that's right. been going on, led by our Republican, I'm not going to call them friends, led by a political party in this country. And I go back to this Thomas Massie. He, you know, he tweeted out yeah. you know, the thing about, you know, when they figure out they can, you know, vote themselves all they want, we're all done. In fact, the right. one tweet said, for when the plebs discover that they can vote themselves bread in circuses without limit, and that productive members of the body politic cannot stop them, they will do so. Really? You know, people yeah. want food. They want clothing. They want to be able to have a roof over them. And, oh, when they need a heart transplant, they don't want to be denied. Because they don't have $10,000 for anti-rejection drugs.
What's, you know, sad about that is that particular quote is a Robert Heinlein quote, which he cut out the relative, a lot of relevant parts of that talked about people, instead, what people should be doing in a pure democracy is voting for the common good, and what they invariably do is vote for their own self-interest. So what he's saying is that people behave like Republicans and then go ahead and vote for their bread and circuses. So Massey was disingenuous even in that quote that he bastardized for Heinlein to make it say what he wanted it to say.
Well, they do that with the Bible all the time, so I'm not surprised about that.
Yeah, they sure do. But, you know, again, it's part of what the Republicans do. You know, I have a daughter who was born in 2001, the pre-Affordable Care Act. I was working in a retail company with an insurance policy that had $1 million lifetime cap, which when my daughter was unexpectedly ill at birth and spent a year in the hospital, we reached within 3 months. And I had 3 months left before, you know, Medicaid kicked in for us. And that was $1 million. And the Republican government answer to me was, tough, that's your problem to deal with, you know, and I've lived with that for almost two decades now. You know, it's caused me to file bankruptcy, and that was the answer to, that was the government's answer to healthcare was, well, you had a job, you did the right things, you had insurance, and hey, that insurance ran out, well, the rest is on you, bub. For a child who was born with devastating medical conditions, and the fact of the matter is, they don't care. All they care about is profit for the wealthy. It is capitalism in it is dystopian capitalism that we practice now. Yeah. And it's really sick.
No, but the thing is, you know, and I hear you say this, and I've heard that story a number of times from people. Yeah. That, you know, and I think of a friend who, you know, just a little bit south of here, they had twin daughters, and both of them had a rare cancer at the same time, a rare leukemia. And immediately they blew through $1 million without question, and, you know, and ended up, long story short, bankruptcy, losing houses, all that stuff. And, you know, at the time I'm going, this is nuts. And it could happen to anyone, because these were people who were leading upper middle class lifestyles. You know, had a nice, real nice house and a good address, had good jobs, retirement money set aside. You know, they were looking forward to, you know, grandchildren, you know, down the road. And here one thing happens, one block in the road, and all of that's overturned.
Right. And we have a system where poverty begets poverty. Once you have that happen to you, the ability to escape it is almost out of reach for just about everybody. That as soon as you lose everything that you have, there is virtually no way to get it back, because there are, the social safety nets simply don't exist. And you have all of the other things that follow this with you. So you lose everything, and it damages your credit, and then your credit can't prevent you from getting further work, and that further work prevents you from getting other, you know, housing. And so it's this cycle that you cannot break out of for events that you cannot control, and it, in a for-profit healthcare system, it's just too bad for you, right? And so we get back to Massey, where he starts out saying, well, if we're campaigning as healthcare is a human right, if healthcare is not a human right, like the very basic things that we need to survive, healthcare and food, if these are not their quote unquote God given rights, and guns are, then we are irrevocably broken as a society.
Well, I mean, you know, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. Maybe you heard that somewhere.
It rings a bell. It just doesn't seem like they may have read it, although that would be in a textbook, and Massey wants to get rid of the Department of Education, so it's not all
there
that
is
surprising.
That
he wouldn't be familiar to it. So,
but, you know, that life part thing I think is pretty important, denying someone care, because, and again, I guess I'm just fixated on these two things. We're gassing little girls, and we're denying this woman, you know, access to a heart transplant, because she can't afford the drugs that her body would attack the heart over. Just seems, again, that life part pretty important.
It's fundamental to humanity, right? This is where we get to human rights, that if we exist as a society and we have the ability to save these people, and we do in this nation, we have the ability technologically to give that person a heart transplant and the best shot at life, and we have the means to ensure that she has the support that she needs to do that. We just choose not to provide them. And that's the same thing with these people who are coming from horrible conditions in South and Latin America, coming through Central America and rather coming through Latin America to our borders, we have the means to accept them. We have the ability to accept them. What we don't have is the morality, apparently, to do so. And these are things that would not hurt us. You know, this diversity does, in fact, make us stronger. We've seen, as we have had this crackdown on illegal immigration, the effects that it has had on jobs that used to be held by union workers here in America when we had strong unions across the country and are now have been given to undocumented immigrants in farms. And farms are going fallow, and produce prices are rising. And produce prices are rising then begets further poverty. And we don't have that social support net. It is a cycle of evil that our government is enacting, again, to allow the wealthiest to profit at the expense of the rest of us.
Do you see any chance of us returning somewhere to a sane line? I mean, you look at things are just really ugly. I mean, I've had conversations with people who, you know, claim to be good God-fearing Christians, and, you know, the rhetoric that they spew, anything but.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that when push has come to shove on some core issues, there has been the political will from the left to mitigate the harm. So the Affordable Care Act, while it is certainly under attack, remains intact. And I think as Democrats take control of the House, it will be harder and harder to gut that, although I am seriously worried about some of the court cases coming through with the makeup of the Supreme Court right now. But again, when you look at the Farm Bill that just went through, it in order to get that through with a Democratic House coming up, there was some compromise that protected food stamp benefits, SNAP benefits. So I think that we can mitigate the harm to some degree. Do I think that we're going to get better anytime soon? No, I don't see an easy way out of where we are. I fear for us as a nation that it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better.
Yeah, I'm unfortunately with you. But you know, you would think, you know, something like healthcare would be something we could all coalesce around. And I don't know. It's bizarre to me.
Yeah, it is bizarre, and it's something that, you know, we as a nation don't believe evidence anymore. We have our gut that tells us what things should be, and we can look around the world and say countries that have the programs that we want to enact as progressives have higher quality of living, higher standard of living, higher happiness index, more productivity, strong economies. Like, this exists in the world. This has been done. The laboratory work has been taken care of. It's been replicated. We could do it here. It's a thing that could happen in a capitalist America. And it is a thing where we have been forced into, or have been conned into, believing that it can't, and believing that it's un-American to even try. And I don't know how we undo that damage in time to save sort of our fundamental identity as Americans. I worry that is a forever changed thing now, and changed for the worse.
Well, I'm with you. Sad, sad times, I fear, are ahead. But, Ben, I appreciate you taking some time for us, sharing some thoughts, sharing your stories. I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Always glad to talk to you, Rick. Thank you.
Good stuff. Our friend Ben Jackson. Check out his work over at Patriots Not Partisan, Pat Not Part on Twitter. We'll get some links out. Quick break, right back. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show. And the bills are creeping through the door. It's desperate time, so desperate.